Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our insightful analyst, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. Always great to be here and dive into the latest in AI with you.
All right, let's jump right into our top stories today, June 10th. Anthropic has launched Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5, but it's sparking quite a bit of controversy over what they're calling silent safeguards.
That's right, Paul. Apparently, Anthropic is silently restricting Fable 5's performance when it detects tasks related to frontier LLM development. It only affects a tiny fraction of traffic, but the quote, silent part, is what's really raising eyebrows in the community.
Exactly. It's an interesting approach to safety, but the lack of transparency is a concern for many. Speaking of big tech, Google also made a splash with Gemini 3.5 Live Translate, boasting broad integrations and, notably, SynthID watermarking. Less than person 2 greater than this is a huge step for real-time communication, Paul. Gemini 3.5 Live Translate supports over 70 languages and even preserves the original speaker's pitch and intonation, making conversations feel much more natural. And that SynthID watermarking is key for authenticity. Less than person 1 greater than absolutely. Moving over to the open source world, Cohere co-founder Nick Frost has released North Mini Code, an open-source MoE model designed for local coding. That's a big win for developers. Less than person 2 greater than it really is. This 3B active parameter model supports local execution via MLX in VS Code. It means developers can run powerful coding assistants directly on their machines, which is fantastic for privacy and offline work. Less than person 1 greater than now, circling back to Anthropic, there's another story gaining traction. AI researchers are criticizing them over their stance against open-weight models and general research restrictions. It feels connected to that silent safeguard issue, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Paul. Nathan Lambert from AI2, among others, is calling out Anthropic for what they see as a growing antagonism towards open AI research. Critics are concerned that Anthropic might be aiming to monopolize superintelligence development, which clashes with the open source ethos that many researchers champion, less than persona obtrusive for the user.
That's a significant debate heating up. On a completely different note, we saw a remarkable real-world application of AI. The Saronic Corsair autonomous drone boat performed the first unmanned military sea recovery, rescuing a downed U.S. Army Apache crew.
This is a huge milestone for autonomous systems in defense, Paul. An AI-powered drone boat rescuing personnel in a combat zone is a testament to the advancements in reliability and capability. It really pushes the boundaries of what these systems can do. Less than person two, indeed. Shifting gears to some other important news, China is planning a massive $295 billion investment in AI infrastructure. That's an incredible sum, Jane. Less than person two, greater than it truly is, Paul. This five-year plan targets national data center construction. However, some commentators, like Tior Taxes, argue that while capital is abundant, it might not solve their underlying chip constraints, which remain a bottleneck for advanced AI development.
A very valid point. And in a landmark decision, a German court has ruled Google liable for false AI-generated search overviews. This is huge for accountability.
This is a game changer, Paul. The court treated Google's AI overviews as its own content, rejecting the argument that users are responsible for fact-checking. This sets a significant legal precedent for platform liability when it comes to generative AI output.
Wow. Also today, Google DeepMind launched Gemma 4.12b, a new multimodal model, along with an agentic skills repository. More powerful models coming to users.
Yes. Gemma 4.12b is designed to bring advanced multimodal intelligence directly to laptops. It's a unified, encoder-free model that aims to bridge the gap between their edge-friendly models and larger MoE systems, making agentic capabilities more accessible.
And finally, for a quick update in autonomous vehicles, Tesla has received regulatory approval for its full self-driving supervised software in Denmark. another step towards wider adoption.
It's a significant regulatory nod, Paul, and it's prompting a lot of discussion about potential rollouts in other European countries like Portugal. These approvals are crucial for the global expansion of FSD technology.
Absolutely. And that wraps up our Daily Digest for today. Thank you, Jane, for your expert insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always a lively discussion.
That's the MergeSort AI Digest for June 10th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, stay curious.